Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash up. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to stretch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. It's blessed life, I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. We got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT, hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree, bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best, so sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown. In the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Monday, October 23rd, 2023. Raven 98 here, along with...
Good morning, TNT. It is
a marvelous, marvelous Monday. Just not here. Man, I cannot believe it. I woke up this morning. It was fog everywhere. And I was wondering if I was still in California. Couldn't see across the street. It's going away now, though, but maybe, I just thought about it, maybe that's what we're all seeing all around the world, especially with the dinar is concerned. So, good news, everybody's still ready. Good news, the RV is still happening. Good news, all three-letter agencies can see the rate on their screen. They all say they see it. They're all waiting for it to go. We just don't know when. We just don't know what is holding it up. So, what we got Friday, Saturday, and Sunday was the rate was in the queue. Been sitting there since Saturday. Every shift, they change. They think they're going to be the ones to release it. So everybody's been excited the whole time, ready to go. It's just been sitting there, waiting to go. Still is right now, as of this morning. Now, my guy in Iraq thought it was going to go on Sunday. It didn't go. IMF, favorite Earth, thought it was going to go on Sunday. It didn't go. Everybody's sitting there just waiting. At least one agency seems to think we'll see it in the next 3 to 4 hours is what they're saying. 3 to 4 hours, it should go off. I love hearing that. But after he said 3 to 4 hours, I talked to the guys in Iraq, and they said, oh, we should see it by Wednesday. I said, what? Here they're saying 3 to 4 hours in Iraq. They're saying we should see it by Wednesday. So here's the difference, though. Here, I'm talking to agencies that are directly involved in it, part of it. Actually, the guy over the weekend said it was going to go on Sunday, is directly involved in it. So CBI, IMF, Federal Reserve, Treasury, they were all hot for this weekend because of sitting in the queue. He did tell me, well, the rate was over 3 because nobody will tell us the exact rate. He said, it's over $3. You're going to really like it. Okay. But this morning, it was the citizens of Iraq who said that we should probably see it by Wednesday. So they're not directly involved in it. And I'm not mad at each one because I told Ray, if we had to wait another 10 days, man, we waited 20 years. So we know it's sitting there. It's ready to go. Iraq has done everything they need to do and more. As a matter of fact, because they still haven't activated their cards. So I told you guys yesterday he was all excited because POS came back online. Well, POS can be online all at once. They don't have any cards to swipe. So it had to come back online and be online when the cards are ready to go. But nobody sent out notifications that their cards are ready to go again. We talked about it last week. We talked about it today. I don't know how long they could go with no movement of money electronically, because that's what we're saying. Electronically, money's not moving. I mean, they did it for 20 years, but now that's their new system. Now they're telling all the import-export, you got to do it electronically. Well, you shut down the international transfers. Now, articles this morning do say it has affected their import-export. It's the lowest it's been So it's absolutely been affected because it's not gone. But there's no bad news for me to give you. We're just waiting. We're like everybody else now, waiting for the go. Not waiting for Iraq to prove anything. Not waiting for Iraq to change any laws, vote on any laws, come to any agreements. We're waiting for the U.S. to release it. That's what we're waiting for. And they put out some stuff this morning about the U.S. is holding it back. World Bank is holding it back. Well, Europe is not saying why they're holding it back. They're just holding it back. So we'll see. All right, Ray. I don't have a whole lot of stuff to give you guys because it's ready to go. We're waiting for it. Nothing bad has happened. And the only thing I can think of, which I don't want to think of, the only thing hearing is what's going on in Israel and is it going to involve everybody else? So I know there were some attacks on the U.S. bases in Iraq, which this morning their commander-in-chief of the military put out public statements, agreed that it's up to the Iraqi military to put a stop to it, to make sure all foreign governments are protected, everything else. So they did put that statement out that they would do that. They don't want to be blamed for it, anything that goes wrong. But the U.S. also put out all non-essential and family members at the embassy need to go home. Everybody, U.S. citizens, need to leave the country because of these stepped-up attacks in the last 3-4 days. But we know, again, it's all about Israel. It's all about what's happening with Palestine. And it's all about which side you're on, perceived to be on, or not on. So there's a lot to all of it, and we know. We are going to see something this week, though. I mean, over there. You know, what's going on over there has been delayed at the request of the U.S. because they're making some, or they're doing some negotiating about the citizens over there. The U.S. is, anyway, to get the rest of the virus out, which I think is only 10. And then we'll see where it goes from there. So, I just got a text. And it says, good morning, Tony. Would you see if Tisha, I guess you're talking about Tish, would do some research to find out if there's ever been a major revaluation during wartime. So now other people are requiring Tish to do some research, evaluation that. Tish just Googles it and does things I don't have time to do, guys. Those are things that you can do on your own. But I'll put it out there. We'll see if she does it. But let's go. Ray, you ready?
Okay.
Unless you have some good news.
Yeah, that's some good news. The folks that have been kicking off the Q&A line, they keep calling back in and they keep kicking them back out. I can last just as long as you guys can. So that's some good news. I have the stamina. I just keep kicking till my leg gets tired.
Okay.
All right. Now, somebody had two questions, but you answered both of those in your statements. So we'll go right to the live callers. 404 area code. You're first.
Hi there. Appreciate the info and the like here, and happy Monday. I was just curious, you know, with all the information that you have shared with us over the years, you were talking about the fact that your sources are saying that the rate has been sitting in the queue just waiting for activation, you know, the go-ahead sign to be given. I was curious as to when exactly your sources were saying that they became aware that the rate was in the queue, and whether or not, you know, trying to, again, connect the dots from years back, whether or not this is when we had been advised that there would be a period when there would be more observance in country before we would be able to activate. You know, if there had been time saying 72 hours or longer, whether or not all of this is coming to bear and we're actually kind of living through the info that you shared with us years ago, and this is kind of the icing on the cake that it's been in the queue and we're just waiting for, you know, them to reach a certain stop point. Any comment on that, please?
Sure. The rate has been in the queue since Saturday.
Okay.
They've been actually able to see it. And when I say that, that's more than one agency. They're all saying it's here. We're ready to
mm-hmm.
go. Well, that's all three agencies, I should say. The other one was Southern States, been seeing it since Thursday, to tell you the truth. They thought it was going to go. But by Saturday, everybody had it in their queue. We're not waiting for the 72-hour for Iraq, because Iraq doesn't have it. It's sitting in their queue. They know about it. They know what it is, but they don't have access to it either. So they're not
are
in
there...
3 days. What they do have access to is what was put out on Friday or Thursday, and that is the fact that the rate went from 1,300 down to 1,000. Now, 4 months ago, 3 months ago, whatever it was, I tell you, the rate was going down, which it did, and then 1,300, and then 1,000. And he said the next thing after that would be the RV.
Mm-hmm.
Took longer than he wanted to take, but that's right where it is. And that's why he thought he was going to see the revaluation over the weekend. But so did everybody else. So we have followed the plan. It's just taking longer than we wanted it to take. But Iraq doesn't have it. The cars haven't been activated. So we got to wait for that to happen. And everybody's ready to go. All right? What else?
Are there any other minor agencies, entities, or anything that conceivably need to have it and that they need to be in this queue and they haven't actually serviced this yet? Is there any possibility like that suddenly everybody's there and when this, you know, the smallest of the small get in line in the queue, that would trigger it? Has there been any reference along those lines?
Nope. I haven't heard anything like that, because once the Treasury says go, then it flips it down to all the other agencies and levels where it needs to be. So they're not going to be sitting in the queue like we are.
Okay.
Like they are.
Fine enough. Well, the KYM that we'll be hearing from a little later in this presentation, Know Your Mask. My 10 days, I'll be adding that on, and we know that that's when our very special TNT Super Fantastic-er Hit Forward project is going to be in play. And I must say, I'm finding it interesting. We thought that last Friday was going to be the last pre-RV call, and I was last in line. I'd like to think this may be the last RV call, and I've been first in line on your callers. You know, I don't want
to
be in the
middle
of the thing on Wednesday. I don't want to be in the middle on Wednesday. So let's go. Appreciate it. Thanks again, guys. Appreciate your help. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay. Next up is 731, area code.
Good day. Just
greetings.
Just answer one of my questions about the 1001. Second question is, I saw that the HCL was supposed to be agreed on when in play beneficial or whatever, but I never did see where it actually did. So is the HCL now active?
It is not active. It's not going to be active because they made the announcement, but he thought they were going to make the announcement yesterday. It is agreed upon, has been agreed upon for months. The rest is just a show. When they actually go through with the RV and it's going to be announced, it's going to be the 12.6 that they have agreed upon since January, when they're just using it publicly to stall everything. But no, it's not active.
Was that going to have to be done before we see the RV?
Say it again?
I said, is that going to have to be done before we see the RV?
No, I think it will be done when we see the RV. So it's a reason not to let the RV be done yet because they're still discussing stuff. But when the RV is going through, we'll see it at the same time.
Okay. Well, that's my questions. Thank you.
Okay. All thank right. you, sir. 704 area code. You are on.
Hello. Is it me?
Greetings. That's you.
Okay, great. I want a third 404's comment behind Ray, second motion. And I'll get to the question. We're ready, willing, and able. So what's the best things we can watch out for besides the TNT sites, the currency dealers, the CBI site? Anything else we can look forward to? To give us a clue.
You covered everything. All you need, we'll send it out for it to show it. I told you guys you can set up Google, Yahoo, those to notify you when there's a change. I mean, that's all we can do until it happens. Well, unless you want to physically go and check the site that the banks use all day long, which Ray gave you guys was Cornmeal. It's all out there. We're going to see it soon as it happens.
Are they
going to
change the number?
Okay, so we're still going to change the number when it's time to for us members to be able to hear the big news? TNT number?
When we send out the email, those on the email list are going to get it. And, yeah, we'll give you the new location at that time. And then afterwards, I'm going to change the entire system.
Okay. All right. So on the 1,000-to-1 note, when are you going to give them permission to go ahead and go 1-to-1?
Well, I wish I could. And with that note, the same person who gave us the 1,000-to-1 just went in there, bought new currency. They just sent me the receipt, and it's back to 1,100-to-1.
Oh, wow.
It's not the 1,310, but it's 1,100 today. We was 1,000-to-1 Thursday, Friday. So we're still where we need to be.
Very good. Yes, that concludes my questions. Hope y'all have a great day and enjoy it.
All right, thank you,
yes,
sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you. 660 area code. You are on.
Hey, Tony. Hey, Ray. How you guys doing?
Greetings. Fantabulous, sir. To the nth degree. And yourself?
I'm doing wonderful. I love it. Hey, a few questions here. So they've been talking about, you know, they're going to stop using the dollar by January 1st. And the only thing I keep thinking is, how do we even believe that that's true? Just based on they say things all the time that, you know, pretty much aren't true. Like, how do we actually believe this?
Listen. I can't tell you how to believe in another individual or persons or anything else. I can tell you that the facts that we're seeing, the information that we're getting, all point to that happening. Those facts being, they're cutting the dollar off right now in country. The average everyday citizen is no longer using the dollar right now. The fact that they put out a news article today saying that 18,000 businesses have already signed in writing that they will no longer use the dollar right now.
Gotcha.
The fact that the dollar in the black market is continuing to rise because there's less and less dollars because there's less people getting it. Everything points to exactly what they're saying.
Got it. Now, this might sound like a stupid question, but does the average Iraqi citizen walking around, do they know that, like, something's going to happen? Or are they kind of like how a lot of us are over here? Obviously, if you're on this call, you're like a, you know, you're a diehard, you're like, you're heavily involved in this, you believe that this is going to happen. But I just know there's a lot of people over here that, you know, they got involved and they don't even really believe it's going to happen anymore. Are the people over there, is that, what kind of an attitude do they have about this? Are they all like excited about this, or do a lot of them kind of think, this isn't really going to happen?
They are knowledgeable about it because they've been educated on it. They've been educated on the lower denoms, what the process is going to be, everything else. As far as emotional, intellectually, they're sitting right beside you. They say, you've been saying this so long, we don't believe you. So that's why we keep collecting dollars, because we don't believe you. You just keep saying it. You know, do they want it to happen? Absolutely, because they're going to get more buying power. Are they tired of hearing about it just like we are? Absolutely. So they don't wake up every morning saying today is the day, because they've been told too many times today is the day or next couple of days. But they don't know everything that we know, because they're just the citizens walking around every now and then. They see it on the news or they hear it. But it is going to happen, and that's how it's supposed to be. They're not going to tell them next Thursday at 6 o'clock, this is it. They're going to do what every country normally does. Hey, we decided we're not going to do it. And then the next day, do it.
Gotcha. Last question. Is it safe to say or safe to assume that, you know, the powers that be, if you will, the people that are actually in control of this, is it safe to assume that they're basically, they're not really thinking about us at all? Like, they're not sitting over there thinking, oh, what, I think it's time we should help all these people out. They're not really thinking that, are they?
No. You don't even cross their mind. Trust me.
Right.
Do you, we're byproduct of the situation. And I said, Bush and Obama, thanks to them too, we're still here. Or we wouldn't even be here. But are we factored in to, yeah, this is going to make, you know, us happy? No. You guys got to remember, there's 360 million people in the U.S. Only 10 million supposed to have denial. 9,900,000 of them have 100,000 or less dinar. So no, they're not concerned about us.
Gotcha. All right, well, that's all I got. Tony, Ray, you guys are doing a phenomenal job. I know it's a lot of work. I know it's a lot of stress, and we appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
All right, sir.
All right, thank you, sir.
610, area code, you are on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray. Hey, good morning, Tony. It is G-Man NTA.
Greetings, sir.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Doing super fantastic, gentlemen. It is another dynamite day here in the USA, and it's a beautiful, sunny 55-degree day on the East Coast. And things are looking good. So I'm going to do the longer version here, if that's okay.
Yep. You might want
to
do
it for
twice. Go ahead.
Okay, here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for, and it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to send in our payments in order to buy airtime to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red payment button, and when you do, The name and address will come up to where you can send your checks and money orders made payable to Raymond Renfroe, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And when you're making out those checks and money orders, please remember to make them payable to Raymond Renfroe. For all of you who'd like to donate electronically, you can go to the TNTSuperFantastic.com website, click on that red payment button, and scroll down to where you will find the instructions to use the debit or credit card of your choice. Click on the Click Here instructions. That will then take you to the payment support page. There at the top of the page, it says, subscribe to our paid members list. Under that, it says, this is to enable your name to be added after payment. Very important, ladies and gentlemen, this is to enable your name to be added after payment. Under that, you'll be asked to type in your email address. And when typing in your email address there, please, please double-check the spelling. Make sure everything is spelled correctly in that email address. Under that, you'll be asked to type in your first name, then your last name, and under that is the all-important subscribe button. After you've clicked on that subscribe button, stay on the page for a second or two. You'll then receive a sentence that says, thank you for subscribing. That is your confirmation, ladies and gentlemen, that your email address and name have been added to the list that Tony sends out all the emails to. Now, in order to activate that subscription, your next step is to then scroll down to the menu page of payments that are provided for you and click on that payment that you would like to send in. That will then take you to another page where you'll be asked to type in your email address, your name on the card, and your debit or credit card information. After you've typed in your debit or credit card information at the bottom of the page is that blue pay key. After you've clicked on that blue pay key, stay on the page for a second or two. You'll then receive a circle with a check mark and a sentence that says, thank you for supporting the TNT Blog Talk Radio Show. That is your confirmation, ladies and gentlemen, that your name and email address have been added to the list that Tony sends out all the emails to. That is a confirmation that your payment has gone through, and at this time, your name is active on that list. Please keep in mind, it still takes 48 to 72 hours for your name to become active on the list that Tony sends out all the emails to. So remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you again to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members who are still out there, making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all that banking information. And as Ray has taught us, remember, verification, negotiation, diversification, protect your principal, KYW, know your worth, and a new one, ladies and gentlemen, KYM. Know your math, meaning that when you sit down in front of that banker and that banker gives you the rate for that particular currency, you are able to calculate the rate against the currency that you have and are able to come up with the correct amount of dollars that need to be in your bank account before you leave. And remember, Vegas, 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 and rally, so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. And I just want to reiterate, ladies and gentlemen, subscribe to the list first, then make your payment. Subscribe to the paid members list first, then make your payment. Thank you, Tony. Thank you, Ray. Make it a dynamite rest of the day.
All right, sir. Thank you very much.
Subscribe to the list first and then make your payment. Is that what you said?
Yes, sir, Tony. You got it.
Oh, my God. Guys, so many times. Thank you, G-Man. People keep telling me, I paid. I'm not getting the email. And I go through and I look and I say, okay, but you didn't subscribe. And I go and say, read the directions. He says it every time. You could pay 1,000 times. If you don't subscribe, you're not going to get the email. I appreciate it. And G-Man goes out his way, even doing a long part. And he does it for nothing. And he's just helping us. And why I have to keep going through that, I don't know. But thank you, G-Man. I appreciate it. And guys, if you're not current, and RV happens in the next 3 hours, half tomorrow you try and get current, it's going to be 48 to 72 hours before you get put back on the list. But he says that every time. So everybody should know that. We'll go from there. All right, Ray, what's next? Who's next?
504 area code. You are on. 504. Turn your music down. 504. Can you hear us? No, they're not paying attention. Okay. 206 area code. You're on.
Greetings, Ray. Greetings, Tony. Top of this foggy day to you. What about you, Ray? Are you fogged in?
No, not at all.
Well, it's
blue
foggy
skies,
here in Washington.
Bright sun. I can't complain.
Yeah, well, great. And Tony, you and I will get out of the fog when we do, I guess. So I have a couple of questions for you, Tony. You were speaking about the three-letter agency people you talked to hoping that they could do it on their shift. Does that mean that they're going to get, these people you speak to, that they're going to get an order from higher up, that your people will actually have to pull some levers in order to trickle this out to the banks? Is that the way it's going to work, or are they just hoping to be there when the upper people pull the levers?
I don't know who's pulling the lever, pushing the button, stamping the notes, or any of that. I just know they're expecting it to happen on their ship, and everybody has something to do when it does happen.
Okay. So you guys are really more than observers. They're really integrally related with the whole thing clickety-clacking down the track. Is that right?
Well, everybody down the track, from the Treasury to the CBI to every banking official to the clerk working at the bank, will have something to do when this happens.
Yeah, okay. Well, I just didn't want to assume that. I wanted to hear it directly from you, so thank you. And then we've been hearing some talk over the last couple of weeks, people in the chat room saying that, well, you know, we may get 800 numbers first, and, you know, we might get the RV first and then the 800 numbers later. And I never recall you saying that we might get the go-ahead before we have 800 numbers. Am I right that you're still on track, that the 800 numbers will come out with the announcement?
The RV itself will happen first and foremost. After the RV happens, they will notify us to notify you that it has happened. That will include the instructions and the 800 number. After we give them to you, then you guys will start calling, making your appointments, and they want people there within 2 hours to start the process. That's how it's been for the last 15 years. That's how it is right now today.
Good.
Any other way doesn't make sense. Let me clear this up right now. And some guru, idiot, or dumb fuck, whatever you want to call them, is putting out information. Why would they give you 800 numbers to call when there's no reason to call them? And you don't know when to call them. And everybody would just start calling, period. I mean, who does that make sense to? Absolutely nobody. Why would they put information out there and say the RV has happened, going to happen, when it clearly hasn't? Who does that make sense to? Absolutely nobody, because until the moment it does happen, nobody's going to say it's going to happen. Nobody's going to publicly say, hey, we're going to change rates for all these currencies and give you 2 hours, 2 days, or 2 weeks notice. That don't even make sense. There's absolutely nobody who has a brain. So any guru, anybody putting out those directions, I would never go listen to that idiot again. Same thing goes for, but you shouldn't have got me on this one, Sandy, whatever her stupid name is, and telling people that they may not be able to exchange their IQD if they're outside of Iraq. She sounds as idiotic as Bruce been sounding for 10, 12 years. Why is she talking to you then? If you can't exchange your currency, if this is not the process, if that's not why we've been doing it for 15 years, why is she even talking? Why does she have a site that people are getting paid on? I don't understand it. What's her purpose if that's what she thinks is about to happen? The whole thing has been structured so we can go to the bank. It's why the banks have been giving us the information. It's why the Treasury has been giving us the information. It's why the Federal Reserve has been giving us the information, because we're going to participate. What do you think? Is 10 million people going to get on a plane and fly to Iraq? That's just idiotic. Now, I wouldn't get upset, except I got 6-7 phone calls over the weekend because she put out some stupid mess, and they talking about my people are worried, my group is worried on what we going to do, all because of one idiot. Anyway, my bad.
Well, I didn't know anything about all that stuff. I just noticed some people in the chat room saying that we might get the word from you that there's an RV before they put out the 800 numbers. Namely, the RV's real, but they might delay the 800. That made no sense to me. And what you qualified is what I've always heard you say and understood. I just wanted to hear if maybe the guys in the chat room heard something from you that I had missed. But it was never about that there would be all this crazy stuff that these other people are talking about. I had no knowledge of that. So the next thing.
Trust me, they didn't hear that from me either, because that don't make any sense. Okay.
Yeah. I know. Well, it didn't make any sense to me either, but I just wanted to check. Then the next thing is the IQD versus the IQN on CoinMill. This morning, they are still just referring to the IQD. There's nothing about the IQN. Have you heard anything more about that terminology, that we're supposed to use the IQN?
I've not heard anything more. But, guys, we're aware of it, so we got the best of both worlds. But always ask the question. Always ask the question.
Okay. Well, those are my questions, and thanks so much for taking the time to answer them. Let's hope that we all have a great afternoon, and by mid-afternoon or so, your one agency guy is right that we'll be on our way. Ah.
My God, I've been praying for it every night. You just don't know. Go
ahead. All right. 510, you are on.
Hi. Thank you for taking me a call. I got a couple things I should hear. Number one, and maybe I'm kind of dumb, but what's the Q? And the other thing kind of was exciting to me is I meet with a group of veterans every Wednesday, and one of our friends is Jordanian, and he has a business here, but he's got family in Jordan. And he started questioning me about the dinar and wanted to know if I wanted to sell my dinar to him. And I says, why do you want it? And he says, well, all my family wants it in Jordan. So to me, it's kind of exciting because they're right next door, and they're trying to get all the dinar they can get, and they're even trying to get some of the money that the guys in Iraq got in the invasion over there during the war. He's even interested in that money. So I thought it was interesting. So anyway, I didn't know when you say it's in the queue, what the queue is. And then the other thing is about Las Vegas. Years ago, when you was talking about Las Vegas, my wife and I sent in, I guess we had to send in and make, like, put her name on a list to go to the Vegas event. Is how are you going to do that this year? Do you know when this happens?
All right. So two things. So the Q is an electronic system which is waiting to be pushed to go to the next level. That's all it is. It's called waiting in a Q. If you ever done anything with computers or transactions like that, it's just sitting waiting to go.
Okay.
That's all it is. Electronic thing. Vegas, because you're the second person today, I guess, talk to me about that. I never said I wasn't going to do Vegas, because I probably will do Vegas. But I can still do the cruise ship, too, and we'll see. So I'm never going to say I'm not going to do Vegas, because that might be the first place I can get into before I can even get a cruise ship. Won't stop us from doing the cruise, but I still want to do Vegas. I'm going to do it the same way I did. Right after the RV happens, I put out a link and an email for everybody to go through who wanted to go to Vegas and to each event so I would know. And I said in 5 minutes, I had 2,000 people in Sacramento, so I had to cut it off. But in 5 minutes, I had 8,000 people in Vegas. And I'm saying, wait a minute, I don't even know a place that can hold 8,000 people. I mean, an auditorium. And
yeah,
that's what I'm going to do again, just like that, so I can see how many it is, what size I get, and then email something out to everybody and first come, first serve when I get the location, okay?
Okay. All right. So anyway, that's all I had, and I just thought it was interesting about this guy from Jordan wanting our money. Because if he wants it,
me
there's
too.
A reason.
That's right.
Yeah.
You're absolutely correct. There is a reason.
he's a businessman. He's got a very successful business, and he knows what he's doing. So, all right. Well, thank you guys for all you do, and my wife and I look forward to listening to every week. So, thank you.
All right, sir.
All right, thank you, sir.
All right.
909, area code, you are on.
Hi, Ray. Hi, Tony.
Greetings.
Question for you, Tony. Will the expansion of the war hold us up here for what we're looking for?
I think the expansion of war or the possibility is what's holding us up right now, because it's ready to go. It's sitting in the queue. And last weekend, last weekend, on Sunday or Saturday night, we were told it was supposed to go. And then they were going to make a decision Sunday morning. It was based on what was going on in Israel. So we know that's the one thing that's been stopping it all week, is they don't know what's next. So right now, I think I told you guys last week that there was negotiation going on. There were two prisoners being released. And then you saw the next day there was two prisoners being released. As they were. because that was part of it. Now we got 10 more. I don't know if we're waiting for the whole 10 to get released. I know they are negotiating right now. That's why the ground incursion hasn't taken place, because the U.S. is negotiating to get our other 10 out first, if possible. And right now, that's priority. They don't know, and that's one of their concerns. If it's going to be larger, when those 300,000 go in there, does Hezbollah get involved, Lebanon get involved, Iran get involved, whole different things. Iraq is trying to go right now. Treasury, IMF are telling me they're trying, their guys are trying to push it right now because they want to get it done before something else happens. But it's not right. Their decision. It's Biden's decision. And until he say yes, we wait.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, thank you very much for the information. I'll get off and let the next caller come on in. You guys have a great day. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, sir.
972, area code. You're on.
Hello, fellas. Danny and Dennis.
Hey.
Sir. Hey, what's going on, man?
Oh, well, to answer your question, no, it's not foggy here in Texas. It must be your part of the world.
Yeah, it's just West Coast.
Yeah, okay. Hey, listen, I don't have a whole lot of questions. I just listening to gather more information. I'm intrigued, I suppose everybody is, that Ray has information he's not willing to pass on to us because of verification issues, and we all appreciate that, but we're still pretty curious. And Tony, I bring that to your attention because you have ways of communicating that keep you within bounds, but also enlighten us. So I'm just going to ask you to use some of those skills and see what you can do to satisfy our curiosity. What do you think?
Well, wait. So you're saying Ray told you guys he had some information.
He's
a good indicator, but he won't tell you what it is. So you
right
want me
so.
To tell?
Yeah, that's right. Ray's doing things properly, but sometimes you don't. I'm working on that part.
Wait a minute. Since you brought it up, Danny.
Yes.
Okay. I can let everybody know on this call. You don't have to get on open mic later to tell them. Okay, I do have verification that information was incorrect.
Okay. So just simply stated, even if you knew it, you're still holding to it. You can't elaborate on that.
No, I'm confirming that the information is incorrect. I just learned it about, I don't think it's been an hour ago, and so I haven't been on a call.
He's saying, what was the information that you wouldn't tell him that's incorrect? Inquiry minds want to know.
No, I'll tell you.
There you go.
Another rate change. That there was another rate change other than the 1,000.
Yes. I see.
So that information was incorrect.
Gotcha. Okay.
It was incorrect because of me, though. Not the source.
Okay. All right. I'm going to back out and listen a little bit more, fellas. Let's get this thing done. What do you think?
I'm gonna do the same thing.
Yeah.
All right. So there was a rate change.
Thank you, sir.
There was a rate change, but it was the opposite. On Friday, it was 1,000. This morning, somebody's at the exact same spot, 1,100. So, but it's not 1310, 1320. But rates are going to change every day, guys, because that's what happens on Forex. They go up and down. But we're where we needed to be for the RV to happen. It got down to 1,000. Probably will be in the next 3 or 4 hours, it could be 1,000 again for tomorrow morning because that's where we're at now. So it wasn't an RV. And I think what Ray was referring to was my guy over there said the rate is $3 and something. And he said, you're going to like it right now. And it may be higher by the time you see it, but it is $3 and something. But nobody has access to it, so I can clarify that. Now, again,
right?
You guys got to look at, unlike some other people, and I don't know, other gurus, the people we are talking to are actually either involved in the process or high up enough that they're getting the information definitely before the general public, but mostly before, you know, the low-level people in the banks, the regional, the managers that were way above that level. So, and as usual, what I've been telling you guys for the last 15 years still holds true. It held true last week, it holds true today. He usually has the information 2 days or a week before we actually see it in writing. And I give it to you, he usually either 2 days or a week ahead. So never forget that part. Okay, Ray, what's next?
870. We'll get you in. 870, you're on.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Hey.
Yes.
Good morning.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
That's me.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you.
Yes, we can hear you.
Okay. Ray, I'm sorry. I wasn't ready for the question, but I'm waiting for the RV.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, that's sir. It. Okay.
Yep.
Thank you, sir.
You don't have a question. He said he's ready for the RV.
Yep.
352 area code. Let's hear you real quick.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
I'm super fantastic. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm okay. In the hospital with my husband. But my question is, so at this time, the Iraq people cannot get to the bank to use any money, correct?
Yes, I'm trying to repeat your question. You said at this time, the Iraq people can't go to the bank to use their money? Is that what you said?
Correct.
Thank you. Oh,
yes, sir.
Oh, you only get
well, yeah, they can go to the bank to use their car.
I mean,
that's what they want them to do. What they're trying not to do is give them U.S. dollars.
Right?
Okay.
Now, they don't have a new rate.
Right, so they can't use U.S. dollars anymore, and they are still at the old rate. So basically, they're getting screwed still.
Yep, you got it.
Now, with that in mind, I mean, with everything going on, the longer they prolong it, the more problems can happen with what's going on. I mean, you would think that if you keep cutting off the tail of the snake, it's going to keep slithering around. Why don't they just go ahead and cut the snake's head off and get it done? I mean, you're never going to get rid of corruption. I mean, corruption has been around since the beginning of time. I mean, they need to stop drinking the Kool-Aid.
So, on Friday, as before, I think I suggested that. I asked the question. Why don't they just have the RV, change the rate, and Iran will stop fighting because they will have lost, and then they'll have to make adjustments. And everybody will adjust afterwards. They can cut off more banks that way because now they don't need the dollar, which could choke Iran out some more. They could redirect the cars just like they're doing, which would do more, make things harder. And they would succumb. That's what I would do before it got too bad in country. Before the rate is at 1,600, got to 17, 18, or back to 2,000. That would make sense to me and you. That's why I thought they were going to do it on Sunday. They said, yeah, that makes sense. Let's do that. And then regardless what Iran does in Israel or tell Hezbollah to do or Hamas or anybody else, this part will be done. They'll be cut off from all the money. Because once the dollars are done, you're not smuggling to Syria anymore. You're not smuggling to Turkey. You're not giving to Jordan, anybody else, especially Iran. That will solve over half of the problems. So let's just do it. Iraq is ready. Their banking system is ready. Their rules are ready. I mean, they changed their laws. They got people now arresting smugglers and prospectors, speculators every day. So they're at the level it's time to do it. So like Nike says, just do it. But, you know, ultimately Biden is saying, well, let's wait and see what happens right here. Let me deal with this situation. Then we'll deal with that, I guess. Right now his goal is to see if he can get 10 Americans out of Israel. And I don't know how long that's going to take or if it even is going to go. But that is the general consensus. That's what's holding them up from pushing that button is what's going on in Israel. And the fact everybody's being overly cautious right this moment. Nobody that I know of can come up with anything else that's holding it up because it's sitting in the queue.
Well, perhaps if they had done it, what happened in Israel wouldn't have happened.
Say it again?
Maybe they need to throw a couple of more shoes and hit someone in the head first.
Okay, then.
All righty. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, sir. We can cut this one short.
All right, guys. I'm just telling you, it's ready. Could be any moment. At least one agency still thinks it's today. Because it is sitting there. Well, it's sitting there at every agency. But at least one thinks it should be in the next 3 or 4 hours. Everybody else is still sitting there ready to go. The citizens of Iraq expecting it by Wednesday. Officials in Iraq expected it yesterday. So it could be any minute. And that's what we're waiting for. All right? Nothing else you can do. Don't hold your breath. Instead, go over your plan. Make sure you walk through it because the minute I send that email out, things are going to get crazy. From that moment, you get your instructions, the number, and oh my God, it's real. I'm rich. I'm filthy rich. I'm super rich. Whatever it is from that moment on, so be prepared. Make sure you get the email, first of all, so we can be in the first group to go. But if not, you'll go somewhere in the next 10 days. But Ray's going to go today, I hope. All right. So with that, guys, do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day. Be super fantastic while you're doing it. And share the super fantastic. I hope. We'll call you back later today. Thanks.
All right, ladies and gents, that's going to do it for today's segment for the TNT call. We'll see what happens between now and in a few hours or between now and Hump Day Wednesday. Keep believing. We sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
I believe the storm will soon be over. I believe the rain will go away. Can make it through it. Oh, I believe it's already done.
I want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe
the blessing is yours. God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, he is. And I believe that I will survive.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. Enjoy your marvelous Monday. We are out of here.